Item number six is an application for subdivision and rezoning for 425 John Forsyth under file DASZ 9 of 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 7, which is an application for a conditional use for 425 John Forsyth Road under file DCU 110074/2009D.
Okay, John Forsyth Road. The applicants are
Robert Tyler, counsel for the Division Scalar Frank Manitoban. And okay. With me is the Secretary Treasurer Serge Bisson from
Serge Bisson. Welcome, and please summarize the application.
The application is for a subdivision to expand the existing daycare facility at Ecole Christine Lestrance Elementary School. And it also involves a rezoning because the lands are currently part of public reserve parkland. And there's also the conditional use application to permit the expansion on these lands. Fairly straightforward application. There's been a lot of consultation and collaboration with the city administration. We've read the planner's report and agree with it and agree with all the conditions.
Okay. Any questions?
Just orientation-wise, the petit trottoir là, that runs to the play structures,
yes.
There?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That will be rerouted just a bit farther once the expansion is put in place.
Il y a toujours la facilité pour, you can always get there to the play structures for the neighborhood, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's going to, actually that's one of the conditions is we're going to rerouted that.
And the daycare, is that an open, is it for the school community?
Yeah, it's an open.
Is it for the community at large?
Yeah, it's a front form daycare.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been to the public open houses, and I'm very aware of the project, so I think I have all the background information, but I'll wait to hear from others.
I have a question for the administration. We're going from a PR2 Parks and Rec to a RMFS residential multifamily.
Yes.
For an acre?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no residential going there.
No, that's the existing schools on that category.
Okay.
And so just to be consistent with the existing land parcel.
Okay, but there is no residential.
No, there is no residential. It's like the school is already zoned that. Most schools in Winnipeg are either zoned like R1 or RM. They're not zoned Parks and Rec.
Okay, so they can't go turn around and build a six-unit condo block there?
Not unless they're going to knock down that school and do it.
Okay, I was being semi-facetious. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have... there's nobody in support. I mean, there is one person in support. I guess he's the applicant. In opposition, Brian and Shelley McKay. You can register your opposition or you can come up and speak.
Hello, I'm Shelley McKay, and I live at 79 Coombs Drive. And we just saw the sign up, and we weren't sure exactly what the development was. We just saw the multifamily housing thing.
You had the same questions I did.
You did? I was like, and I tried Googling it and trying to find out what it was, but I couldn't. That's why we're here tonight. And we really like our green space. That's a beautiful lot where the kids play mini soccer in the spring. It's always being used.
Yeah.
Our kids are finally old enough that I let them, you know, walk to the park, and I know it's a big field. They just have to cross John Forsyth, and they're right at the park.
Yeah.
And I'm scared that this, you know, brings in more traffic. Is it actually a housing development? What would it? I missed that.
Daycare.
It's a big daycare.
Yeah.
So is it going to be close to the school or on the other side of the field?
It's an expansion of the existing daycare, I think.
No, existing. There's a tourniquet, so like a gallery. Yeah, like a. It's attached to the existing building. It's attached to the existing building. It's attached to the existing
building. How far, like, is it going to take up a lot of the field? Because that's a pretty substantial field, and it's...
0.4 acres.
Almost half an acre. Wait, I'm sorry, is it attached to the existing building?
Yes.
We're selling them 0.4 acres, but they're only building like a 4,000 square foot addition, which is about the size of a single family dwelling.
Yeah, it's about the size of a house.
Yeah,
big
the
house.
Size of the building.
And does that mean more parking in, like, or is that considered the same amount, like 0.4, that they're going to be just using just that space?
Is that just the building? That's just the building. Like they're buying from the city some land,
okay.
17,000 square feet. And then 0.4 acres, and then building a large house on it, essentially attached to the existing building. That'd be the daycare space.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm not sure if they're expanding any kind of parking or anything. They're going to add eight to nine new parking stalls to the current parking area there.
Okay. So that eats up a big portion of that field.
Not really. The field is quite large if the city owns
the field. The field is huge.
Huge.
The field is...
This is a tiny, tiny piece of the field.
If you're sure of that picture.
We weren't even sure where it was going to go or anything.
The field is 27 acres.
Yeah.
And that's not even including the lake.
And the footprint of this additional building... is like adding on a house to the building, like about that size. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. The lake and field are about 33 acres.
Yeah.
And this is 0.4 acres is the amount of land that we're selling to the city.
Okay.
And then they're building about a size of a house on that small land piece of land. So it's quite small.
Okay. Well, we'll keep our stance. We'll still be opposing it.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay, I have Yuri V. Abramov.
Yes.
And
couple words.
Sure.
Yuri Abramov, 958 Albeit Road. So I agree with previous speaker because it's pretty good green space. Children play soccer, people walk around, everything is good. So, and it was just a small misunderstanding because we think that there should be multifamily.
Right.
So, but if it's not.
It's not.
So, no objection.
Okay.
So
okay. Thank you.
The daycare is very important for us.
Okay.
Thank you. Deb van der Kerk.
I just have one question before I start. How many spots are they planning to open in this new daycare in relevance to the 8 to 9 new parking spots?
Okay, we can ask them that when they come back.
First of all, I guess my biggest concern is the traffic flow that they have right now. The actual parking spaces that are allotted for that school are definitely smaller than what the school can handle. You have no stop sign for parents when they're dropping off children. So you have a bike path that's going to have to be moved. You have a playground structure that was built, fundraised, and made by the community. That'll have to be moved, and that'll also have to be, as far as I'm concerned, paid by from the school board. And the bike path will also have to be shifted over. There's actually no designated crosswalk at that corner where the parents are dropping off and coming out. Not only do we have that concern, we also have a divider between the two roads, which gives us a single lane access and areas that you can park, that you can only park basically about 100 feet above. But that never happens with the people that are dropping off their kids. They continually illegally park, giving us a bottleneck position where we're always forced to stop when they open their car doors. So that's a big concern. If they're just planning on extending it out, daycare, the structure has to be moved. The bike path has to be moved. There should be some sort of a designated stop sign and a crosswalk. Because of the design and the angle of the actual school, it creates a lot of problems because nobody comes to a stop when the kids are coming towards down that sidewalk and into that school area. So, and then obviously another one of my bigger concerns, not only with the bottleneck, is to somehow come up with some sort of a plan that there is more than 8 to 9 parking spots for the amount of people that are continually dropping off their kids in that area. And as far as the daycare is concerned, I don't know anybody in my neighborhood that knows that that is advertised for the whole community. Everybody thinks it's designated French only. The people that I've spoken to in my neighborhood, so I know there's no advertising. And if it is on the board, it's usually bilingual, and a lot of people cannot speak French on my street. So how do we know that that is for everybody? A lot of the people on my street take their kids to other daycares. They have no idea. Now I can go back and tell them, guess what? You can actually take your kids here. I have no problem with the actual extension. I just want to know who's going to be paying for everything. And I seriously think that we should have a stop sign and an actual crosswalk in place and some sort of enforcement. Or as the city had promised initially on John Forsythe, there were supposed to be 3 parking lots designed and designated for all those soccer fields. So if there's any way that a bigger portion of a parking lot can be designed, that the school board's going to pick up that tab, then that's it. Those are my concerns.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in opposition or in support of this application that I haven't called their names? Nobody? Come on back. Applicants Robert Tyler, Serge Bisson.
I'll let Mr. Bisson respond to some of the questions on the number of students and whatnot that are daycare clients, I guess, that will be there. But just a few comments as well. What we hear from these comments are good. Safety is a big concern for the school division. If there are issues where there needs to be crosswalk discussions or stop sign discussions with the city, very open to having those discussions. It's not part of this application necessarily, but certainly a concern of the school divisions. We've addressed the multi-zoning issue. The school currently exists on multifamily land, and so to be consistent, that's why we're going this route. But it is just an expansion of the physical school facility. The path will be moved. We've agreed to that condition, and the school division will pay for that. The structure will be moved. The school division will pay for that. There are trees proposed by the planner. The school division will pay for the installation of trees. This facility will be well received once the development is done. Parking lot issues, I will let Serge respond to that, as well as the question on the number of daycare spaces.
The expansion is planned for 16 infants and 24 preschoolers. So there will be 40 kids maximum. And based on the formulas that are in place, it's about eight staff people, which is why we have the addition of the 8 to 10 parking spaces in the existing parking lot. As far as congestion is concerned, the hours where parents pick up and drop off their kids is normally between 7 and 8 o'clock, which is different than the regular school, which starts at 9 and finishes at 3:30. And we believe that there's enough space, and the architects that we've asked to look at this have also based on the ratios that we're with the guidance as to the guidelines.
Okay. Councilor Steves, any questions?
Yeah. I have no questions for delegation. Prepared to move on this, I think.
Okay. Merci. Thank you.
Merci. Oui. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I'll move the proper representations be concluded.
In favor? Contrary carried.